Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you this Monday, April 12th, 2010. Coming to you live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got a fantastic show for you. We have special guest, Arthur LeBlanc, who is the author of the novel, Characters of Lust and Taste of Lust. And she'll be discussing her upcoming events as well as reading from her novels. Good evening, everyone. This is Red Snapper coming to you live tonight. Just wanted to come on and give you what we always do every week, and that is give you the, some of the authors that are spoken word artists that come on and do their thing. So at this time, we're going to give you our special guest, who is Artress LeBlanc. Are you there? Hello? Okay. Well, while we're waiting on our guest to arrive, it will be in just a few seconds that she'll be coming on. I'm just going to give you a little bit of information that's going on right now. We know we're going to be having my book come out at the end of this month, Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, which is, I am excited about that dropping the end of this month. That's going to be coming out, and we're going to be doing some things to promote that and get that live and get that going. So we're going to be working on that, as well as trying to get some of the other projects that I'm working on that's going to be coming out. I'm dabbling in a few things that we'll be talking about sometime here in the future. But wanted to let you know that, yes, the book is coming out, and we've got some events that's going to be coming up in June that we're going to be taking care of in lieu of that so that the book can be properly out. And also, if you want to get a pre-order of this book, you can go on Facebook and you can go to the event section that I have that has Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel. It's there. And you can just act as if you were coming to an event. But what it does is gives me a list of personnel or people that are interested in getting a pre-order of the book. So when the book comes out at the end of the month, I can go ahead and sign it, and you can get your signed copy. So make sure you do that. Also, in June, there's going to be a Fashions at Its Best show that's going to be here in Kansas City. It's going to be a fashion show as well as a lot of vendors and a lot of people that are dealing with hair and stuff like that. And I'm going to be there as well with my books and going to be doing signings there as well. And that's going to be on the 26th. I think, of June, and I will be there available for those who would like to get a copy or just like to see me and get it signed in person. So that's what we're going to be working on. So at this time, I'm waiting on my my guest to chime in, and hopefully she will do that soon. But right now, I'm just going to be talking to you, so. If there's any callers out there that are interested to ask me any questions or anything, they can call in at 347-215-8539. They can ask questions of me as well as when my guest comes on. So is there any callers out there right now? Caller, are you there? Okay, now there's some callers. There's some people that's actually on the line. But like I've said, I was very excited about this book that's coming out, so I really want to make sure that everybody gets it and get a chance to take a look at what's going on with it. So, but anybody who wants to call in or questions, 347-215-8539. So we had a question also that I wanted to get answers to. I still haven't got the answers to this one. There was a couple of people that kind of talked about it a little bit, but basically what they did was they kind of flummed around it. So if you're brave, call me at 347-215-8539. The question is, why do men want to have a freak in the bed, but then when it's time to get married, they don't want to marry one? So call me in and give me some kind of information on that and tell me what you think. Ladies, I definitely want to hear from you because I've heard from a couple of men and I want to hear the woman's perspective on this. So call in 347-215-8539. So don't be scared. Just give me a call. So caller, is there a caller out there right now? I see last 4-4-3-3-8. Okay. How about last 4-4-7-2-7? You on there? Okay. All right. At this time, okay, I think we have maybe our Arthur is going to be calling in right now. And if this is this my guest?
Yes, it is.
Well, how you doing, Miss LeBlanc? How you doing? We're glad to have you on the show.
I'm good.
Okay. So, welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and what we're going to be talking tonight about is definitely your novels that you have out that are very, very intriguing, and we'd like to just kind of give us a little background on how did you get started in writing and what intrigued you to do this type of writing?
Okay, well, I got started in 2004.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I was bored.
okay.
I'd been working for about 10 years in the clinical field. And I had been supervising, and we downsized, and so I had a lot of free time on my hand. And so I've always wanted to write a book, and so I started writing. And during that time in Bible study and during Sunday services, we were the topic was lust.
Uh-huh.
You know, things that people put before God.
Right.
And at the time, I was already writing a book, but the book wasn't about lust. And so one of my girlfriends said, why don't you add lust into it, give each character a lust. And so that's how I came up with my first book, which was titled Characters of Lust.
Which I thought was a great title. And I did have a chance to read this book, and I know that it's an absolutely steamy, hot book. So we're going to get into that here in a minute, but you know, I'm also intrigued with a lot of other things that you do besides writing. I see that you have, and you're going to give us, I'm sure, some explanation and some feedback, definitely on some of the community service things that you do outside of writing as well. So, but before we get into that, though, I want to make sure that people understand that they can call in and ask questions. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we're talking with our author, LeBlanc. So, you like writing. What made you decide to put the lust into it? I know you said that you got it from your friends and what she was saying about the things that was going on as far as the lust itself, but how did you make this thing so steamy? What gave you those ideas?
Well, a lot of things come from friends. I've been married for 16 years, so, and my husband and I met when we were 21 years old. So as far as dating, I didn't do much dating. So a lot of my ideas came from girlfriends, single girlfriends. And the other stuff in the beginning, it was kind of like things that I experienced before I got married, which was a minimum. So a lot of the hot, steamy sex scenes came from my girlfriends.
Right. But, you know, one thing about being a good author is you don't really have to have experienced a lot of those things to be able to make it
real. No, you just observe. Right.
And, you know, and I like that because, you know, you have to be able to take words and make it real for people in order for them to keep them intrigued in what you're writing and what you want them to know. So, that, you know, and I know that everybody always asks questions because I'm an author myself. the first question they want to ask is, who are you in the book? And I know you get that question all the time. So who are you?
I do. I have friends who talk to me because they think that they're a character in my book. And the first book, actually, it's kind of real. The first book, Characters of Lust, people love the first book because it is real. And I wrote it being real and put real things into it. So that readers will be intrigued and, you know, there are characters that they can actually relate to. I have a lot of people tell me, that sounds just like my friend. This character sounds like my friend. And actually, the character of, the main character, Characters of Lust, I did put a lot of myself into that character. Now, some of the characters do have a lot of characteristics of some of my friends, although it's still a person that everybody has a friend like this. You know, everybody has a friend. That's a whore. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
just has a friend who's just buck wild, don't care, and then everybody has a friend who's a gold digger. And so that's how my characters were created. Then I had a friend who was questionable. We didn't know if she was lesbian. We didn't know if she, you know, if she was straight. So there's another character like that, and then you had some of the male characters, which were dogs. Everybody relate to these characters. So the first book is definitely real. It was easier to write. The second book, which was the sequel, it was a little more difficult to write because, like you're saying, it wasn't real at all. It's totally fiction. I had to do a lot of creative thinking. I had to observe a lot of things, put myself in certain places where I could take down notes and kind of create things. So the second book took more work than the first book.
Right. But, you know, you do well, though. You have a great product that's out there right now, and I think you should continue, and I know you will continue to write. So, and that's what's important about doing fiction, when you do, especially when you do contemporary fiction or erotica. You know, like me as Red Snapper, when I write as Red Snapper, I'm writing as an erotic fiction writer, so it takes a lot of imagination, a lot of things that you have to put into it. And I'm the type of writer that's very vivid, and I like to explain detail. So if you ever get a chance to read any of the books that I have out there called Scandalous Motives is the trilogy series that's out on that. But I'm also writing as another author. You know how we have different pseudonyms. This pseudonym is R.J. Leonard, and I'll be writing I'm writing a paranormal tale right now that I'm trying to get out. I wanted to dabble in that side because – I always was intrigued with the paranormal, and, you know, paranormal is real hot right now. Plus, it's still sexy. So, you know, I like to write that kind of stuff, too. But let's get back on you. We want to talk about you tonight. So what do you have coming up?
Well, my third book, I'm in the process of writing it. It doesn't have a title yet.
Right.
But it's coming together. It's going to be really exciting. I'm excited about writing it because I have a lot of experience now. And I think when you first write a book, it's kind of give or take whether it's going to be good or not. You're really getting your feet wet and, you know, it's something new. It's something new, and I think, kind of like with mine, I think I really didn't know what I was doing in the beginning. You know how you're just a new writer, you're kind of filling things out. But this third book is going to be incredible. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be hot. It's going to be steamy. It's going to make you cry, make you laugh, make you want to just drop your drawers. I mean, this one is going to be off the chain.
I like that.
You have a lot of when I read a book, I like book that has hot, sexy things that makes me want to close the book and get busy. Those are the kind of books. I like a book that makes me hot and excited and that just takes my mind away from everything. And so, but I also like a book to be real. It's like, dog, I can relate to that. Well, I went through the same thing. So this third book is definitely going to have that. It's going to touch on some things that are real, some things that hit me, some things that I was going through the past 2 years. So it's going to have some true stuff in there along with some fiction. But this one, and it's very difficult to write because I've been through a lot. in the past 2 years, and I need to write about it, but it's difficult for me to write because it is kind of, it touched home. So the third book is coming, and it's coming along, but it's very difficult for me to write. So I should be done with it sometime this year.
Right, right. Okay. So when you publish, are you doing your self-published thing, or are you publishing for a publishing company?
No, I'm publishing for a publishing company, Urban Books.
Right, right. Okay. And a lot of times we have a lot of people that come on, and they ask questions about the literary game, and I just wanted to know if you wanted to give us a little bit of your experience as far as you being in the literary game now and the things that you kind of ran into getting with a publisher. You do it nicely. You don't have to do it next. Okay, go ahead.
Was there any particular question you wanted to know about that?
Well, I think, a lot of people want to know about their creativity as far as what are they allowed and allowed not to have as far as in the creative process of the book. Because a lot of times they think that a lot of these publishing companies are going to just let them have control and let them be able to market. They're going to market for them, just help them out all the way through. And I just want to kind of give you the truth on that.
Like, in 2004, I self-published.
Right.
I paid for my books, so everything, once I paid for my books to be printed, and all the money is mine now.
Right.
I was in control of everything. I did
right.
all of it. I made money as long as I was pushing the book. In 2007, I got a book deal, a two-book deal. And the difference is you're not in control of as much. You're not going to get a big return. The book cover, you can't, they're in control of that.
Right.
Your book may sell. You may not see a check. You're not going to make any money unless you get a big book deal. Going to get a big deal.
Right,
I advise anybody to self-publish. If you're in it to make money, self-publish, you're in control. You can do anything you want to do with that book, and you can push it and get it into bookstores. The advantage of having a book deal is that you'll get an advance initially. So you'll get a check initially, but the royalties aren't much.
Right.
And the other advantage is that your book will be in all major bookstores. But you still have to push that book.
That's right.
Still have to push that book. They're not going to do much. You have to do everything. So it's best to really self-publish because, again, you can still push your book and you're going to make more money.
Right. And, I write it's not about the money, but, yes, you do want to make money because you went through the process. All five of my novels are self-published, and I chose to go that way because for the simple fact that what you're just saying, unless you're a Stephanie Myers or a J.K. Rowling, they're not going to push you, okay?
No.
You're going to have to do this anyway. You're going to have to hustle out of your car or whatever anyway. You're going to have to do that. So the drive you have to do that, you're going to have to do that anyway, even if you were a book deal. And like you said, the advantage of having them is because they will make sure your books get in major stores and stuff like that. But you can do consignment deals yourself. You just got to get out there and do it. It's real easy to do. And, I just want to know the truth about the way the literary game is. You got people that hate you and haters and all that stuff, but we won't get into that right now. But the thing is basically, if you publish yourself, you're definitely, you're a publishing company. You can do it.
Right.
You just have to, it just depends on how much you want it out there and what you have to do to get it there. It can be done, but you have control of your cover. You have control of everything. Now, some companies that you go to, you might have to pay some royalties to them, but it's not as much as if you was with a company who was controlling everything, how thick your book can be, how many pages you can have, all of that. So we just wanted to get your perspective on that because I know that a lot of authors you know, they have their idea of what it is. And we just want to let people know that's out there, that's listening, that might be interested in publishing, and let them know that there's all types of ways to do it. I mean, there's so much technology out there now, you really don't need to go to a publishing company unless you just really feel that you need to do that. And I don't
right,
know if you agree
right,
with that.
Right, I totally agree.
Okay. Well, at this time, if we can get any callers out there that might be interested in asking LeBlanc some questions, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we have our great, phenomenal author, LeBlanc, online. So I'm glad you was able to get on and come on the show, because I've been kind of following you for a while, and you did some work for me one time. I don't know if you remember where you
did
stuff
mm-hmm.
for me. And I appreciate you doing that for me, and I want to continue to keep up with you because I got some things that's coming up that I would definitely like to invite you to if you'd be interested to come up and to Kansas City, you know, and bring books and sell them and stuff like that because people are interested in your work. So,
okay.
And I am intrigued with you. Plus, your name is French. You have LeBlanc, and my name is Ledoux, even though people don't know me as that. But, yes. So,
okay.
so tell us about the Smarty Pants deal because – you know, a lot of times people don't know that authors do other things with their life besides just write. So I see Smarty Pants all the time. Can you give us some information on that?
Oh, Smarty Pants Village. It's an educational toy store, and we do birthday parties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you get started on that? Okay. Is that something that you came up with, or is that?
Yes, that's something that I came with.
Okay.
I like to do events. I love children. So I wanted to open up a toy store.
Right.
But in retail, you always need something. You need a service to go with retail. And so I started the birthday party deal. I said, okay, we'll do birthday parties as well. And so with our birthday parties, we do different themes, like Princess and princess parties, spa parties, fire truck parties, race car parties, pirate parties. And so that's what we do at Smarty Pants Village. We do education. We sell educational toys, and it's kind of like a one-stop shop because we do free gift wrapping. We also have an online registry where you can go online and buy the toys. Also, if you're in town and you have a birthday party coming, they can go online and see what the child wants, and the gift will be wrapped and waiting for them right at the store.
All right. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So I just wanted to kind of bring that out a little bit just on that because, you know, a lot of times we have other things that we do in our lives besides writing. But now let's get back to you as LeBlanc. Do you have anything that you would like to share with us in your book, like a little steamy side or a little – well, before you do that, though, what is your favorite genre of writing? Do you really get into the erotic fiction, or is it just contemporary, or what do you really like to write about?
What do I like to write about?
Yes.
Erotica. I love it.
I know. You know something? That's why, the reason why I asked you that is because, you know, I did an anthology last year called Contagious Lust, and we're going to do another one. And if you're interested, we'll definitely be talking to you to see if you want to put in two or three little short stories. You know, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Sounds great.
You know, I would love to have you involved in that. So would you be interested?
I sure would.
Okay. Well, I will definitely be talking to you about that. And we're gonna do that because Contagious Lust 2 is going to be coming out probably sometime at the end of this year. So I'll be talking to you, and we'll definitely get this going, okay?
Sounds good.
But right now, if you have something for us, do you have anything that you'd like to read for us?
If you would like, I sure can. I can read, let's see, am I prepared? Let's see.
Well, I'm sure you got something because I know you can come off the top with it, baby. I know you can.
Like me too.
Read
something from Characters of Love, so tell me what you want me to do.
I tell you what, since Characters of Lust, you said, to you, in your opinion, you think was more steamy, why don't you read something from that?
It wasn't. I didn't say it was more steamy. I said most people. The other one was pretty.
Well, then bring it to me what you think is good. That's what I want to hear. Because I know it's all good, okay? So if you want to read from Taste of Lust, we can go from there.
Would you like me to read from, or would you like me to talk about it?
Well, do what you feel is comfortable. Talk about it.
Okay. Characters of lust. What I like about it is that some of the scenes, and I've had people tell me that they put the book down and they got busy.
Yeah. I know that's right.
So that novel, I wanted to make the scenes very hot, very steamy, and I wanted them to be descriptive.
So let me ask you this then, because I read it and I know how you write and I know how I write. When you was writing it, did it make you hot? Well, you had to stop for a minute.
Oh yeah, it did. My husband loves when I'm writing my books, because when I'm writing, stop writing and we get busy.
I know that's right.
And in book one and in book two, you have sexy scenes that make you just want to put the book down and just get to it. But I'll
now,
read
you,
a little bit from Characters of Lust.
Okay.
Sebastian traced my body with small, intimate kisses. He licked my earlobes. The low, suckling sound made my vagina drip with sweet cum. As I stood facing him, he lifted my skirt and pulled my panties down with his teeth. He sat on the park swing, and I implanted myself on his deep, tan-colored baton. I bounced up and down his slippery penis while I moaned his name, Sebastian. Sebastian. Oh, Sebastian. The faster the swing moved, the more enmeshed our bodies became. I clutched his back as tight as I could, and I slid to the bottom of his shaft. Ooh, and I rose back up to the tip in a matter of seconds. Sebastian's lips locked my neck, and he mumbled, "That's what I'm talking about."
Did
you take all of this? Show me how much you love me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a piece from Characters of Lust.
You definitely got to write in my book. But see, you know me. You got to pick up Scanlon's motives, because the way I write in my books, you know, like the way you did your descriptions were absolutely magnificent. But I guess I'm a little nastier because, you know, I use the nasty words. I use the words that everybody's thinking anyway. So
yeah, you know what, and that's good. And you know what, it's funny you mention that because, look, this is the deal with Characters of Lust.
Right.
Writers, if you all are listening out there, listen up. When you write a book and you self-publish it, beware of the people who you let edit your book.
Right,
because your work is your work. Characters of Lust was a test, okay? People edit my book, and they change the words. They change the dialogue. Your dialogue is your book. And so Characters of Lust, like I said, it's cut, paste. It's kind of because everybody had their hands in it. And like I said, it's my first book, and I did self-publish it. And another thing, when they edit and they change the stuff, and if you don't keep the original, your work is forever. And that kind of happened with me with Characters of Lust. So I want to tell writers out there, beware. Editing is very important. Do not let people change your words. If they're going to mess with the grammar, that's fine, and the format. But when people start changing your dialogue and the things that your characters are saying in your descriptions, you want to be beware. Beware of that, because I had an editor that went through and she was like, no, you know, it should be proper English. No, this should be this. No, you need to describe it this way. No. So, again, stick to what you know and beware of those editors and the changes that they make. And that was a big mistake that I made in Characters of Lust. Because,
right.
like you're saying, if you're going to make it nasty, make it nasty. If your characters
exactly.
want to say, suck this dick, then they need to say, suck this dick. And I noticed in Characters of Lust, I tried to smooth it over because I was listening to people and the editor went through it and she was
right.
making changes without my approval. And so a lot of
so
the things...
You just confirmed everything that I... The reason why I always self-publish is all my books, that's the way I say. If I'm talking about eating pussy, then that's what I'm talking about. That's the way
right.
I write it.
Right.
And that's the way
right.
it's supposed to be given to the people that's reading it. Now, if you don't want to read that, then don't pick up the book. That's the way I look at it. So, you know, if it's talking about sucking dick, then that's it. You know, that's what it's about. And I hate that when they do that because they're worried about book sales at that point. They're worried about they're going to offend someone. I think that people know when they're picking up the book what type of book it is that they're going to read if they're going to read it. If they're not going to read it, then they won't read it. That's choices that we have out here. So I'm glad you said that. And like I said, the self-publishing thing, to me, has always been, I thought, was the best way to go anyway. Because
it is.
A
it
lot
is.
Of times people think that, you know, the other way is good. I mean, like you said, it has its good points. And I'm not dogging those who go that route. It's fine if you can get a book deal. If that's fine. If you want to get, like I said, if you're trying to get some money, you know, a lot of times they'll pay you royalties up front, you know, some pieces of it, you know, like you might get a book deal, two or three books. They might pay you so much up front. That's fine. But the thing is people don't understand that you don't get no money during the time that money that you have received until that's exhausted. In other words, what I'm saying is if the royalties don't come in to pay up the amount they gave you already, then you get nothing.
Right.
So,
right.
So you got to realize that, too. Now, when you do the self-publishing, then you're everything is yours. What you put in is what you're going to get out of it. But I'm not in this game. If you're in this game to get rich quick, then you need to find another one because this is not the one.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
you got to like what you're doing when you do this. So, and I do. So, but I thank you for reading that for me because that was, even though the words you didn't want to be there was taken away, it still was sensual and sexy and made me want to read more and like what you were saying because it was good. And the way you read it was because you, being the author, how you read it, what you were trying to portray or, you know, give to us, I understood it. You know what I'm saying? And you did it well. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and
I like what you were talking about. I like what you were talking about earlier because writers really do need to know that there's nothing glamorous about having a publishing deal. And,
right.
you know, the reality of it is I've talked to several authors who are with big companies, and these big companies aren't even paying them. You have people, their books have been out, 2 to 3 years, and they still
right.
haven't received a check yet. So, you know,
right.
initially you'll get a check, but then they're like, oh, well, no. And then another thing is that they can hold your books. Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million, Borders, they can return your book. So,
right.
The publishing company can say, oh, well, we have such and such amount of time before the bookstore can return your book. So, again, you're still not getting a royalty because there's a certain amount of time that they can return your book. So
right.
you still aren't getting paid for that. So it can be 2 to 3 years before you get one doggone check. So, again,
exactly.
if you're in it for the money, not a good reason to be in it. If you really want to make some money, you want to self-publish, you want to push your own thing because nobody is going to push your book or market your book like you will.
That's
and,
right.
you know,
that's
true, we have
true.
Some people who make it big and, you know, who are making a lot of money. But if it's for the money, then I don't advise you to write.
Right, exactly. And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad to get that from another author. So if anybody got any questions out there for LeBlanc, you need to call in 347-215-8539. It's Word to Radio. And like I said, we talk the truth on this show. It's a grown folks show. So if you want to know about the literary game and you want to know how it is, what it's really about, you'll get that here. Now, I'm definitely going to be contacting you to write with me because I love the way you write, and I'm into that. And that's my thing. So please check me out. Now, my first book was kind of messed up because I was in a hurry to get it out. So it's few mistakes. I'm reviving it, right? But
the same thing. Same thing
yeah,
in mine.
Yeah. But you know something?
Mm-hmm.
The content is great. If you just take time out to pick up Scandalous Motives and take a look at it for me, I appreciate it. You know, look at it.
Sure will.
See if you like. See if you like the way I write. And if you do, we can definitely do something together, because I would love to do a collabo with you. And because I write erotica. I love to write erotica. I love to do it. It's just me. And I like to make people hot. I like people coming to me, talking to me about how the book has got them. You know, that's what I do. That's why I write. Okay. Now, the paranormal that I'm doing, it's a different twist, but it's still erotica in it, because, you know, the story I'm writing about, it's about a succubus, if you know what a succubus is. It's about a lady, you know, a succubus is a woman demon comes to you in your dreams and has sex with you, and an incubus
mm-hmm,
is a male.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I'm writing the story that way, where it's still sensuous. You know, it's still coming at you like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's fun, because it's different. And we don't have a lot of black paranormal writers out there. They're out there, but they're writing in such a manner that you think they're white people. And,
okay.
And we need to be known for all genres of writing that we do, you know. So that's the reason why I wanted to do that. I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it. And like I said, I knew you was great. That's why I picked up your books. I mean, they even have your books in the military store, so the military are getting your books too.
Oh, and, really? Where
you know,
at?
Yeah. Well, I'm here in Kansas City, and there's a base here. And your books are definitely in the base in Fort Leavenworth, which is like 30 minutes from Kansas City. I've seen your books in there.
I'm hearing that.
Yeah, your books is out in AFES. If you ever heard of AFES, that's the military, the Air Force, Army Air Force Exchange. So, and they're also in the different places. So your books are overseas and everywhere too. You know,
okay.
But you didn't know that.
I didn't know that, so thanks for telling me.
Right.
I've had somebody in jail say that they've read both of my books.
Well, yeah, they get them in jail, too. They get them in jail. And there's a guy out there now named Kareem, I forget, Kareem Love, and he has a jail ministry-type deal catalog, and he's trying to get us to get involved in so he can sell his books in jail, because he was a person that was in jail and got out, and he's writing now. He's doing well, and he's trying to get the books in the prison system. So, I mean, you know, anywhere we can get our books is good, you know, as long as they,
yeah,
you know,
most
people
definitely
are able to get them. You know, that's the thing. And like I said, you know, we just want to do that. And so you got this new book coming out, which I'm dying to get now. Because
yeah,
the way you explain it, it's got to be hot, because you're trying to keep from telling me what it's about. So I know it's
well,
hot.
The thing is, it touches home.
Right.
I'm having writer's block because it's very painful for me to write it. The part that I'm on is some real stuff, so it's very painful for me to write. So I'm having writer's block. But what I plan to do is to get away for a week,
yeah,
find myself.
You just got back from New York, didn't you?
Yeah, but that was with the kids. That was with everybody. You know, yeah. That was the most awesome trip that I've ever been on. I've been in New York a lot of times, but this trip was just awesome. I had the kids with me, but I had time for me in the evenings. It was a wonderful, wonderful, and I love the culture of New York. I love the people. I love the food. I love the shopping. That's most important, the shopping.
Right.
I mean, it was incredible, but I didn't have time for me because it was right. So the next thing I plan on doing in a few weeks is taking a trip just for me, excluding family, friends, everyone, and I'm just going to get in tune to myself and work some things out that I'm going through, and I'm going to write. And I'm going to write and write and get past this pain that I'm feeling right now, which is stopping me from writing. But the third book, like I said, is going to be awesome. The way that I write my books, like I said, they are erotic.
Right.
But I am a Christian woman, and so this is something that I fought with in the beginning. As a Christian woman, should you write about sex?
Right.
Should you be
That's
that descriptive?
Question.
Should you be explicit? I'm a curser. I curse like a sailor. And so it comes across in my main character in my first book. But that's what I like, and that's real. That's something that I fight with, is my mouth.
But you know,
the power of the tongue.
I'm glad that you didn't go with the Christian fiction, because that to me is just, there's nothing wrong with those people who read that. There's nothing wrong with the people who write it. So please don't get the wrong idea of what I'm going to say, but I'm just going to be real. I just think that you're just playing around. You know you want to talk about this stuff, but you're trying to do it in a way where
you
get these people that are supposed to be in church to read it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know you're still thinking that stuff anyway, so why don't you just go ahead and just read it? What's there? You know, but they want to feel comfortable.
That's a battle that I went through. It's like, okay, my thing was, first of all, if our job as Christians are to save souls, if I'm so holy, how am I going to reach Sally the prostitute? You see what I'm saying? How am I going to reach these people who like reading trash? How am I going to reach them with, they're not going to go read Christian fiction. They're not going to pick up Joel Osteen. You know, they're not going to pick up Juanita Bynum, T.D. Jakes. They want the trash. And so that's why I wrote Characters of Lust, because Characters of Lust is dirty. I mean, it's trashy, but yet when you read it, you're going to leave with something. You're going to feel spirituality in it as well. My characters are very real. The main character is Shelby in the first book. Shelby is a Christian woman, and she became a Christian woman because the man that she gave her virginity to, she waited 5 years, and he dumped her. And so Shelby became a Christian and, you know, dove into the church so that she could get over this man. So she did Bible study. She went to Sunday school. She went to church. You know, every day she was involved in the church to get over this man. And so she became this Christian woman, and she separated herself. But one day, she started the club scene. One day her girlfriends begged her to go out, and she got back into the world. She started hanging around her friends who weren't saved. And so sooner or later, she became to do the things that we do. So the things that they were doing. But my point is, that's so real, because sometimes we try to, we're extreme with it. Our Christian, we're going to be this devout Christian. Okay, no cursing, no drinking, no smoking, no sex. So, but the main thing is with Shelby, Shelby fell to lust. When she saw someone from her past, all of these feelings evolved, and next thing, she's back doing the things that she was doing. And so, so pretty much in Characters of Lust, you know, I show that where, you know, her lust was cursing and oral sex. She couldn't, she thought that oral sex was not a sin. Because it wasn't penetrating. The other
kids think that too.
I'm still a virgin. I'm still a virgin. He only ate me, you know. In my books, I tend to write about is Christian women who fall to lust, because they all do, you know. And I remember meeting with a book club, and they was like, why does she keep on doing the same sin again? And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, that isn't real. I said, yes, it is. It's very real.
Yeah, because you're going to keep doing the same stuff.
You're
going to
keep on back. She kept on backsliding. That's very real. She, in another thing, and then somebody said, well, she's not even praying no more. First of all, know you're doing bad, you're going to play with God. If you know you just left that man's house, why are you playing with God now? Why are you on that front row at church getting the Holy Ghost?
Because that's what they'll do. That's what they'll
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying?
But, and see, the way I wrote this. I wrote this where Shelby, she turned away from God because she knew she was doing wrong and she couldn't face him. And the way that I created her was that she was doing wrong. She was doing all of these things that she wasn't supposed to be doing. So she separated herself. No longer did she go to Bible study. No longer did she go to church. No longer did she pray to God. Now, every now and then, you know, she would make reference to him, and she would ask for forgiveness. But when you are in that lust, that's real. You're going to ask God for forgiveness, but the next day you're going to keep on doing it until you are ready to let go.
Exactly.
So that's how my books are. And Taste of Lust, like I said, it's a sequel. The worst character in the book, she was the biggest whore. She slept with everybody. She became a minister.
Right.
And in the second book, it's about her and how she had been celibate for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't had a man, hadn't done anything, but she was praying to God for a husband.
Uh-huh.
She wanted God to send her the perfect husband because she hadn't had sex in 6 years. She loved sex. Well,
right.
She ended up meeting a minister, and I won't go into it too much because I want people
right.
to read
right.
it, but that one's off
right.
the chain. It still shows how women in the church, women who are saved, they love sex. You know, they may not curse anymore. They may not drink anymore. But guess
right.
what? Can't stop having sex.
They still want to fuck.
It's a strong, yeah, that's right. It's a very strong addiction. If it's good, it's good. And see, this
but
girl,
you know,
she was buck wild. So she loved
well,
oral sex, specialty
well,
oral sex.
Well, I'm going to have to check out that one because I haven't read Taste of Lust. I'm going to have to check it out. But,
oh, yeah,
you, know,
you have
I'm,
to taste
it. I'm glad.
I
I'm glad.
That you were going to say you have to taste it. You have to check out Taste of Lust.
I'm going to taste it, yeah.
Taste it.
That's my favorite thing anyway. So, you
yeah,
know, I'm not trying to get
delicious.
You on that side, but I'm going to say I love doing
it's
that.
Delicious.
That's my thing. So.
You know, I actually, it's funny you mention that because.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's my favorite. It's like, oh, my God. You know, I can remember in my early 2000s, hey, he ate my pussy. Oh, my God. You know, and so in
right.
it's actually the main character, Shelby, that's her favorite. You know, it's like,
okay.
he in love with him.
Right.
So oral sex is a beast.
We hook
but,
up. Okay.
And
me and you, we going to write. We going to write something.
Yeah. We need to
yeah.
write. You're going to make
are.
Me get
write.
Motivated to write some more.
Well, yeah, you need to because I'm telling you, I'm doing this anthology and we got like 13 minutes, but I want you to write in that and we can do a novel together if you want to. I don't care. I just want to do something like that, very sensual, sexy, and somebody who likes to write that way is the way I want to do it. You see what I'm saying? So it helps
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
To we can go back and forth and we can write that and be, you know, just do a thing like that. So, but you know.
To get focused, and I haven't wrote in I don't know how long, but I need to get focused. Like I said, I need to get myself together. I'm going through some things, but I need to get myself together and start writing again. So I'm glad that you had me on your show because
right.
it's going to motivate
right.
me to start back writing.
Yeah, and we want you to. We want your work.
Stuff.
We want you.
Yeah.
We want you, okay? So, yes. yeah, definitely. And,
posted
and
on,
I want you to... Huh?
I said I posted on Facebook for some people to call in, so hopefully some people will call in.
Well, we got like 12 minutes, and I'm going to give you some time here to kind of tell everybody where your books are and how they can get them and stuff like that and how they can get in contact with you just in case they want to bring you in or something for, you know, do a book sign or maybe, you know, a book club or something like that. But
okay.
I'm going to put the number out again. It's 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio, and you're speaking with LeBlanc, the author of Characters of Lust and Taste of Lust. And she is a wide open woman. I love it. I love it. I'm glad to get you, really, because you already was intriguing me anyway, because you're a very beautiful woman. And,
well,
and,
thank you.
And the work that you do, I am very intrigued with that. So now that I know that you're real, I'm definitely willing to work with you if you're willing to work with me. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
yes,
thing. Because,
yes.
you know, like
without
I said, you know, I have to be with somebody who's real on this because. You know, some people, you know, they don't understand, but we do. And
oh,
it's good to
oh,
be around
I
those
feel
who know how, who knows what you're talking about. So if you could at this time, go ahead and kind of give a shout-out to, you know, just let everybody know where they can get your book. And if you want to shout-out some people, you can do that too.
Okay. My book, Characters of Lust and Taste of Lust, are online on Amazon.com, on all online bookstores. They are also at all major bookstores, Barnes & Nobles, Books A Million, Borders, any African-American bookstores. And somebody said they saw it in Walmart, I think, in Oklahoma. So
yeah, they're in
I know Characters of Lust is because the cover, they said, was too explicit. But Taste of Lust is at some Walmarts
what?
As well.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I told you, that's a trip. Taste of Lust,
how
very disappointed with the cover. But he said, the owner of the publishing company said that Walmart would not accept any other cover, but so they picked that cover, which I was very displeased with, but oh well. So beware, that's what happens with major publishing companies. They have the last say so on the book cover.
Right.
But, again, the book is, and if it's not in stock, which a lot of places, Characters of Lust isn't in stock, so you can just have them ordered, and they will order because it goes quick. So,
right.
Just have them reorder it.
Well, I got to still get my books out of the major stores. I'm still working on that, but you can get my books, Contagious Lust, Scandalous Motives. You can get all those on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, online, and stuff like that, too. So, but, yeah, like I said, we're glad to have you on the show, and I need to make sure that I'm going to get with you here on Facebook and give you my information on so you can keep up with me, okay? And I want to be able to keep up with you, and we're going to go ahead on and get this thing going. But first of all, you got to finish that book, okay, so that we can go ahead and then we can get started on trying to get this this other stuff, because I don't want to give you too much, because I know, like I said, you got to take time out to get past this hurdle that you can get working with right now. In writing this book, and then when you're ready, I got some stuff for you.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Because
right.
we want to write this book, and we want to come up with something. And a lot of times when I write books, I always come up sometimes with the title first, and then I kind of write from the title. But however way you want to do it, we'll sit down and we'll do an outline or whatever, and see how we want to do this. So.
Okay.
But I definitely was happy to have you on the show. We're glad to, and we want you to come back. Definitely come back. When you anytime you want to, you can come back. But when your book comes out, we definitely want to, you know, talk to you again about that and you know, kind of go over the experiences there that you kind of went through on your trip and all that stuff, if you don't mind. And thank you for being real. Thank you for being you. And continue to give us your work, okay?
I sure will.
We definitely want to have you again. And, yeah, we got about 8 minutes, so we're not going to let you go just yet. But like I said, if there's anybody out there that still wants to kind of get in and get a question out, a lot of times people just call in, they like to listen. But the number is 347-215-8539. And a lot of times, you know, folks don't want to come on. But let me see, is there anyone out there right now? Let me see if there's somebody who has a question real quick before we get off of here. Is there anyone with a question? The callers are listening, but you know, the thing is you probably was like, I've had some real people on this show, but you have probably been the most realist to me.
There's no other way to be real.
Right, because,
some people can't handle that, but
right.
A lot of people love that about me. I keep it real. I don't care what you think. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be upfront. You either like it or leave it or deal with it. That's the way that I live. And I think more people should be honest, should just get out there and say what's on their mind and say what's on their heart and not try to be so stuffy, so stuck up. So, hey, I'm real. I'm real all day long. What you see is what you get. I can be beautiful. I can be hard. I can be sympathetic. I can be empathetic. I mean, I wear about 20 hats, and a lot of people tell me, who are you today? And see, that's what my third book is going to be about. It's going to be about a woman who has been through tragedy and who kind of like becomes these different people. You know how she's older, but she can be a 21-year-old.
Right.
She can be a nun also. And she can be a whore.
You dress like a nun. So I saw you dress like a nun.
Yeah, oh yeah. So,
yeah.
And a lot of people tell me, you know, I don't know who I'm going to get when I'm talking to you sometimes, you know.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm a Capricorn. But a lot of people will say, you holy one time, and then you roll one time, and it's like, I don't know who I'm going to get. I don't have to date nobody because you're about 20 women in one, you know? It's like
exactly.
You never know who you're going to get. But, yeah, you have to keep it real. You have to be honest. You have to be upfront. You have to be fun and full of energy, and that's me.
Right. And I'm a Virgo, so I'm a freak. I'm a freak, so you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Virgos are compatible, so they get along very well.
Right.
So I'm sure we'll have fun together.
Yeah, we will. And we'll be doing this thing, and we'll be writing this thing and getting it out there, because I could see us getting something out there probably next year or so. But like I said, I want you to go ahead on and concentrate on that that you have right now, and then we'll definitely do something on Collabo. But like I said, I always self-publish my book, so whatever you write, the way you want it to be done, it's going to be exactly the way you wrote it. Because people edit my books, but they don't change nothing. We just want to make sure that it's, you know, the words are right and everything makes sense. That's it. We're not changing, though. If it says shit, then it's going to say shit. If it says ass, it's we ain't changing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
don't let them change the dialogue. That's most important. Yes.
Right.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time, and I look forward to being here again.
And you will, definitely. So like I said, I'm gonna hit you up on Facebook and give you some information. On me, you know, how to contact me and all that, and that way we'll continue to you know, collaborate or whatever and work on what we're going to do and try to get that together. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, this has been Word Sexy Radio. We got about 4 minutes, so we're going to just kind of like slide it on out here. But you have been listening to our guest, LeBlanc, and she is a phenomenal woman who is wide open and real. Which that's what we like.
Let me correct you at the end of the show. It's LeBlanc.
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 Okay. LeBlanc.
You don't have to say LeBlanc. You have to let it roll off the tongue. LeBlanc.
I got you. That's that wee. It's that wee Frenchy. I know, because they do my name like that. Because my name is LeDoux. LeDoux. And sometimes people want to put that X in there, you know. But
you should have known how to pronounce it then. Yeah, LeBlanc.
I should have.
You should
you
have. That's right.
Too, right?
Yeah, but you know, I'm Chi-Town. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from the North. I'm from Chicago. So I'm in the South, but I'm from Chicago.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm definitely from Kansas City, so that's where I come from. But I do have family in Lake Charles. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I got some family down there. But, like I said, if you want to get in contact with LeBlanc, she gave out her information earlier.
And if you want to read the chapter of my book, you can read it for free at www.charactersoflust.com. And you can
read
chapter one online for Characters of Lust and also Taste of Lust. That's www.charactersoflust.com. The book is available at all major bookstores. It's available online. If it isn't in stock, you can ask for it.
That's right. And you want this book, I'm telling you. You definitely want this book.
Oh, yeah, you want it hot. It's going to spice up your love life, but beware, it keeps it real.
I know, that's right. All right, well, hey, baby, thank you for coming on the show, and we'll definitely have you come back.
For having me. Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, this has been Word Sex Radio, and you have been listening to LeBlanc. I'm Red Snapper, and we're going to come back at you again next week. And we will have some more for you. Thank you.